from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we on the verge of the implosion of the Dallas Cowboys season, at least their quarterback situation, with what happened yesterday at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco? And are you saying, what the hell are you doing, Jerry? You finally ticked Dak off? Or are you saying good, like many Tolos who are ready to move on to a different QB? Good morning, Metroplex. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Bout. Our final Rangers ticket giveaway of the week is coming up during the 720 Expressway. Dak Prescott, we think the more meaningful comment was Dak saying, yeah, if I don't get a deal done, it'll speak volumes. It'll basically say how they feel about me. But the one you're going to see all over the headlines is this.
Yeah, I understand that. That's the business and the nature of this game that we play. I stopped honestly listening to things that he says to the media a long time ago. So it doesn't really hold weight with me.
Bobby, you think this is calculated?
Yeah.
I stopped listening to what Jerry Jones said a long time ago. He did have a little bit of a smile, and then it doesn't hold any weight with me. When Jerry Jones is asked about this, he'll laugh, right? He'll laugh and chuckle.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's his version. It's Dak's version of Zeke who. That's kind of the way that he did it. Now, I can't help but notice that when John Machota shared the quote, he didn't say it was said with a smile or a chuckle. I know Chop probably has some problems with John Machota because of that he didn't accurately
I hope you defend
he didn't quote all of the body language along with that, but
I hope you defend us as much as you defend John Machota.
I absolutely do. Right. I defend anybody who does their job well. But that's he's absolutely just going to the media, and this is a tactical move. He said, but now, to be fair, I'm going to need to go find it, but I know with certainty this is not the first time Dak has said these words. Dak has said, I stopped listening to what Jerry said in the media a long time ago. He said this a couple other times in his career. It's just the timing of it right now, given everything that's going on, it holds more weight.
Let's put the percentage on the record. We're going to keep updating this. Percentage that Dak Prescott is the Cowboys quarterback after this season. Choppy, I'll start with you.
Oh, man, I think you were out. I think I had it at somewhere between 70 and 80%, somewhere around there. It was high. Right now, I'd say 68.5%.
68.5%?
Yeah, if we get to week one, if we get to actual game one and he's not signed, that's going to drop closer to 50-50.
I'm going 55% that he's back.
That he is back.
55%.
I'll go 50.1 that he's back, and if it gets to the regular season, I'll say 30.
Oh!
Yeah, I think the moment week one happens, at kickoff, when Aubs puts the ball down on the on the tee.
Aubs?
Brandon Aubrey.
Yeah, I know who it is.
When he puts the ball down on that tee to kick it off, the moment that kick happens, I think it drastically drops.
Because of his ability to get to free agency?
Yeah, like now once the season starts, like, all right, now like, you know, I'm here. Like, we're here, let's just go.
Do you guys believe in my theory that they are in wait-and-see mode, that they're using their financial situation as an excuse to watch what he does this year, that they're still in judgment mode?
No, I think they don't want to pay a certain amount for any quarterback, period. Yeah. And I think that they want to. I could see them
saying, But hang on. So you think they're fine paying it for a receiver, top of market, whatever they're going to give Micah, but they're going to draw the line at paying the quarterback price?
Because I think they look at it as the idea of just they'll pay top of market for the top of the market of one of them is half of the price of the top of the market for the quarterback.
What was when Dak signed in 20?
Mm-hmm.
Was he top of market?
He was second.
And top was like $4 million more. It was Rodgers, right?
I don't think it was. I think Mahomes done by then. I think Mahomes was done. He was 45.
RJ, grab this. Give us your percentage on the Franklin Franco injury attorney text line that he is back. Andre Whitworth, been on the show. Amazon Andrew. Coverage. Andrew, what did I say? Andre.
Yeah.
Andrew Whitworth, Rams, great offensive lineman, Super Bowl champ. RJ pulled this audio. I thought it was phenomenal. He was asked by Rich Eisen, like, what effect does this actually have on your locker room, and especially if your football team struggles early in the season?
That's the question. The concept of the all-in, Mike McCarthy doesn't have a contract. It's possible Dak won't have a contract. Micah Parsons will be due something. Does that matter? Does it come home to roost in any way, shape, or form during the playing season?
If they're 100%, the first big loss they have, it's going to be, it will be navigation through that entire week. You will be in a very fragile phase of, hey, this guy doesn't have his contract, he doesn't have his. The team's a little agitated that they've got to deal with that, because here's the thing. We're only talking about the guys who are getting paid. The rest of the guys on the team feel that too. Every guy on that team's watching that and going, wait, why would they do that to that guy? Like, all he does is do it the right way. So if they do it to him, then for sure I have no chance. So you create this attitude where, one, guys pick a side. You can't say that you're not eroding the culture a little bit when you continue to go down these roads and make it nasty and make it a fight when you're doing something like this. It's just a fact. You create that animosity within your team.
Totally agree.
To his point, the idea of every single loss magnified when people's jobs are on the line and people have that. Yeah. If I were to just point back to the 2018 season and I listed off their losses for you that year, I think you would just go, okay, maybe I remember that game. Maybe I remember that one. If I read off the losses to you from 2019 when everybody was under a contract year and there was all that tension there, I think you would remember every single one of the eight losses. New Orleans on the road. Yep. That was the first loss of the season. Yep.
12-10 game or whatever.
Green Bay at home. Dak throws his three picks. Amari Cooper goes off. That was the Jets road loss that year, the one where they go in there and Dak gets lit up the entire game. Minnesota at home on primetime football. That was the Tavon Austin fair catch game. The New England road game in the weather that was like 13-9. Buffalo on Thanksgiving. Chicago on the road. That was the following week where are you embarrassed from Corey Majors to Jerry Jones. And then Philadelphia with Dak's shoulder. On the road, they go into Philly with the chance of the division. Every single loss that year is, oh yeah, I remember that game. That was 5 years ago, but I remember it because it had so much weight. Every single week it was when they would lose, it was what's going to happen to everybody on this team. Is this guy going to be gone? Is this coach gone? Is this player gone?
Dak then kind of gave an opposite quote yesterday when he was asked about the uncertainty surrounding everyone heading into the year. He said, you got to love it, which it didn't sound like he loved it in his back and forth with Clarence Hill. He said, you got to embrace it. That's the challenge. We as the players and the coaches don't have the full say in whether we are here or not. It's about us controlling what we can. It's about sticking together. And Andre Whitworth was also asked if it made sense that the CD deal took forever.
When it all comes down Andrew. To it, your opinion of the Dallas Cowboys is what?
I think it's been an interesting, you know, I think everyone's kind of given their opinions on the CeeDee Lamb thing. I don't understand really, honestly, how this one got this far down the road.
But that's what they do.
It's what they do. And it always feels like sometimes it becomes just this power thing. Like we could do this, so we're going to do this way. Because it just feels like from a team camaraderie, you know, the culture.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure, like that's really what you're thinking about. This should have been done far and away ago.
But does it really,
he's your best offensive player.
Does it really matter, though?
They don't sign. Until another issue comes up. What they don't understand is players start to treat that the same way we treat it. That's how your own team treats it. And they go, you know what? Here we go again. Y'all are going to do this with another one of our guys. Or I'm in this situation. Y'all are going to do this to me. You start to create this underlying animosity to any time these situations come up. You're not going to just do the right thing and take care of the guy. You're going to make them go all the way down through the whole carousel of, like, you know, you're being selfish and we aren't ready to do this and blah, blah, blah. And so now, 3 weeks from now, though, when they're playing the Giants in New York, it's going to have nothing to do with their football season.
I love that so much because we're just focusing on negotiations, isolated negotiations. He's talking about the trickle-down effect. What do you think Micah Parsons is thinking right now? I'm about to go through a pain in the ass back and forth. Yeah. I'm about to be put through the gauntlet. Mm-hmm. And they're doing it with the quarterback. They're doing it with the wide receiver. Why would they not do it with me?
Yeah, like CD at this point is probably whatever, right? Ayuk today is probably like, hey, I got my money. I heard Jeff Schwartz on TV yesterday be like, this is what you just do, right? There's no time for grudges in the NFL. Once you sign your deal, your grudge is over. You know, like you got to deal with it. You got to go play. But that doesn't mean that the other guys don't see it. And that's the issue. Like, is CD happy today? Yeah, he's probably annoyed that it went through that long a process, but he knew deep down he's going to get his money, I'm sure, and he got it. So he's probably fine.
Yep.
But it's everybody else. It's the rank and file that are worried about their next deal.
And you want to go through it again if you have to do it multiple times, like Dak is going through right now. Like, I had to go through this again. I don't want to do it. And that perspective from a former player yesterday, NFL agents were anonymous in talking about GMs.
Yeah, agents were talking to The Athletic, and they were asked the best and worst of everything like that. Best run franchise, and this one hurts because there are four teams that are directly competing with the Dallas Cowboys that are on the list of the best run franchises in the NFL. The Eagles and Niners tied for number one.
Howie!
The Packers.
The Howie myth is one of the worst myths in sports, and I'm tired of it.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, because there is a myth in here because they say he's one of the best drafters. I don't know that he's one of the best drafters. It's good. It's fine. Nothing wrong with it, but I don't know. Best? The Packers are up there, and the Lions are up there. The Lions, who were a team that were the worst-run franchise forever, they are now on among the best-run franchises. And, like, one of the comments they say on the Niners, the way they treat people and don't skimp on expenses, highly professional.
Hmm. Debo and Ayuk feeling?
Yeah, they don't
feel that. Ayuk may be feeling that way today, getting $30 million a year.
Yeah, I mean, Debo eventually gets done, but
McCaffrey got his, like, nice and early.
Yeah.
Like, here you go, Christian. Go ahead, take this.
Another example. Eagles. Every year, free agents want to go there. They reward players. Howie nails the draft. This is easy. Eagles. What an organized group with football and front office business. Every year, they're on top of their game. What are the most unstable franchises? The most unstable. Panthers are first. Raiders are second. And then in a four-way tie, Cardinals, Jets, Jaguars, and the Dallas Cowboys. You do not want to be lumped up with the Jets or the Panthers or the Raiders.
As
Cardinals is the last team you want to be lumped in with.
The other day, too, like, people were talking about the culture in the Jets building with Aaron Rodgers.
This is the comment here. The Jets, there's complete disarray over there. Look how they've handled Aaron Rodgers. Has one player had more power than him? He skipped minicamp. They have been unable to convert him to a team player. The vibe in the building is terrible. I think Tom Brady, when he went to Tampa, had just as much power. Now, the difference is that Tom didn't exert it like Aaron did.
How do you use the power? Right. Yeah, that's...
Peyton had as much power in Denver when he went there, but he went to minicamp.
But you know what? I don't know, because I think if Brady had those same sort of things that Rodgers has come up, I don't know how often teams put up with that. Like, I think teams probably do draw a line and say, no, you can't just, like, go on your ayahuasca journey.
Did you read the quote from the agent? I'm sorry. About Jerry?
I'll read it right now. I don't think they want to win above all. Jerry wants to turn profits and make headlines. I think the game has passed him by.
And more. Every year, free agents want to go there. Complete disarray. The vibe inside the building is terrible. The Cowboys want to play it out and are willing to pay the price if wrong. These are other agents commenting on Frisco.
There was a, you know, when we talk about this and, you know, Andrew Whitworth talking about negotiating with them and how, you know, it feels like they just, they want to have power. Like the power in the negotiation is more important to them than anything else. Somebody who negotiated with the Cowboys previously that I talked to, I was just having to look it up because I knew it was in my messages somewhere, where they had said that the Cowboys and oftentimes the representatives end up getting pulled down into it as well, but that it becomes more about folks, quote, trying to invoke their power over the next person. In that process, they lose sight of what's best.
And that's where this quote comes in, where they say the Cowboys don't have any hierarchy. You have to go through 30 layers of bureaucratic process to get anything done, and you know why. Like,
I think that's...
Jerry wants the title, but he also wants everybody to feel like they have a say, it seems like.
I think that's a flaw. Most everything else, the criticism is legit. I think that one is flaw. I think there's clear structure.
All right, there's Inside the Star on the home of the Dallas Cowboys. It's us here on Sean, RJ, and Roberto. Our final giveaway of the week for you turning it on, leaving it on. A Texas Rangers ticket giveaway and... Around the NFL, overreactions or not before the real thing begins. That's next in the commercial-free expressway, along with the junk drawer here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.